This is Pastor Eric. What you are about to listen to is the radio program that I made out of our Thanksgiving service on November 24th. There was a lot of sharing of stories in this service, and I've decided to not include those stories on our website here since I do not necessarily have people's permission to put what they shared on the World Wide Web. So I've just included here what went out on the radio program the following week. Judy Schilling did give me permission to share her story on the radio. If you're really wanting to hear someone's story from that morning, I do have the recording of the full service still. We would just need to get permission from that person, and then I can send that to you somehow. Thanks. I hope what you are about to hear is a blessing to you. So many things to be thankful for today. Life, breath, peace, a merciful God, a Savior, hope for heaven. Much to be thankful for. You know, I kind of feel like it's Easter weekend this weekend. I don't know if Calvary normally does Good Friday services, but it's often a part of the Christian tradition where you gather together on Friday of Easter weekend, and it's quiet, and you reflect on the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. We remember the pain and the suffering that he went through. We remember. And then Sunday morning comes, and it's Easter morning, and the mood changes dramatically. He is risen. He's conquered over death, and we celebrate, and there's joyful singing, and hopefully the sun comes out, and it's a warm April day. It's a day of happiness. Jesus has brought life to the world. This weekend, and not by any intention, just kind of has the same feel. We gathered together on Friday night to watch Kirk Cameron's Unstoppable film, which was a movie wrestling about suffering and pain in the world. We had that discussion time afterward, and that discussion time was quiet. People were into it, but there wasn't a lot of laughter or noise. This was a hard topic. Tears were shed as people relayed memories and thoughts about difficult times in their lives to each other, and how we met with or dealt with God through those moments. That was Friday night. Now it's Sunday morning, and it just happens to be the morning that we are celebrating Thanksgiving together. So we change our focus today. It's true that suffering and death, these are real parts of life. Suffering and pain, it hits all of us at some point. But happy moments, joyful moments, moments that make your heart sing, these are also real parts of life. Amen. And today we get to focus on those moments and remember those times. Let's try not to focus so much on the difficult parts of life that we forget the many blessings that God has brought to us in the past and that he continues to bring to us today. I want us to celebrate life together today. A gift from our Creator God to each of us. Today is a day to celebrate and say thanks to the Lord. So what I want us to do is kind of think back over our lives together, and let's think back and gather some snapshots, some postcard moments from your past, moments in time that we're just so grateful for. It might be a memory of God showing up, maybe a step forward in your relationship with him. That'd be a great postcard moment. But I also want to say that these memories, they don't necessarily have to be those types of things. It could be a day-to-day thing. Just a day in your life that you remember that was extra special, or a memory of your kids when they were small, or a memory of being on vacation with your family. All of these moments are gifts from God. And it's appropriate for us to come together and share them and say, I just thank you, God, for that moment that I got to experience. I want to thank you publicly for that moment in my life. So let's think about these things and share some postcard moments together today. Let's give God the glory for them. I want to give you just a couple of examples of kind of what I'm thinking to spark your thinking. When my brothers and I were young, in elementary school, I'd say, many Saturday nights fell into a happy
routine that we still remember fondly today. It always went like this. Mom would turn on Prairie Home Companion on the radio, and she'd be working in the kitchen. And eventually that work included baking a couple of Tony's. It was always Tony's frozen pizza. And when that was ready, we would go downstairs into the family room, and we would all watch The Muppet Show together. So that was our Saturday thing, pizza, Tony's Pizza and Muppet Show. And we love Saturday nights. We looked forward to it. So that's one of my postcards. And you know, I just want publicly today to say thank you to God for that moment that I got with my mom and my dad and my brothers. Another snapshot from my life. You know, I think that it would probably be pretty easy to not remember the first moment that you met your spouse. Probably pretty easy to not completely remember that moment. But I'm so thankful that I remember it very clearly, and I can vividly picture Anna walking down the stairs at Dumb Brothers Coffee Shop in Roseville in the Twin Cities, and she was bringing her cup of tea and wanted a refill, and I was working behind the counter, and that's how I met her. I can actually picture, before I even talked to her, I can still remember her for some reason walking down the staircase. She had very, very long blonde hair at that point, and really stuck out to me. The other thing that stuck out to me was just her cheerfulness. I remember thinking that the moment I laid my eyes on, that there is a cheerful person, and I still love that. So this is also one of my postcards. I want to say thank you, God, for that moment. That moment that she walked into my life. A postcard moment. So this is going to be a sharing Sunday. Think through these snapshots of time with, maybe it's something with God or with family or by yourself, just good life moments. I want to give you one more postcard before we start, just to give you maybe a little more time to think about what you might want to share. This one is not for me. This is from Miss Judy. Is she here? Oh, yeah. In the back. All right. Judy has a very interesting postcard. She asked me to share this with you. I wasn't there, but I'm not going to forget it because it was my very first day of work as your pastor. And from my perspective, this started as what seemingly was a nonchalant, regular church email. And I opened it up, and it says, from Joni, it says, "Please pray for Miss Judy. She is currently sitting on her roof, and her house is burning down." This is my first day of work. I stared at that email for a while. I'm like, what? Now, from Judy's perspective, this postcard is a picture of her indeed sitting on her roof with her son Cleet while this house is burning, trying to decide if the emergency crews are going to get there before they need to actually jump off the roof. And that would have been a jump that may have broken bones. Now you're thinking, this is an unusual postcard moment. Why do I want to thank God for that? But for Judy, it is a postcard moment. When she thinks of this moment, she thinks of the dog that normally was not a barker who started to bark and barked loud enough that it woke up Cleet, who woke up Judy and got them out in time. And who knows, they were both sleeping if that dog hadn't barked. When she thinks of this snapshot in time, she thinks of the peace that she had in that scary, panicky situation on the roof. She felt God's comfort in those moments. When she thinks of that moment, she thinks of how the first responder who showed up was able to get a ladder up to the roof just as they were starting to get burns on their feet. When she thinks of that postcard moment, she thinks of how she has seen God at work through his people ever since that fire. Through gifts, through help, through expressions of care, even down to the little things like this week, her neighbor showing up with a nativity scene for her. The neighbor saw it and thought, you know, I'll bet Miss Judy doesn't have one of these after that fire, and I'll bet she'd like that. You know, so seeing God's hand at work through people. And when Judy thinks of that postcard moment, she thinks of how there have been many events in her life that she did not have the strength to get through on her own. But God walked through them with her. When she was weak, he was strong. And Judy wanted to say thank you to God today for that moment with Cleet on the roof of a burning house and how it actually symbolizes how good God has been to her in her life. Thank you, Lord. So Psalm 9 says, I'll give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful acts. That's what we're going to do. Let's give thanks to God for these things. I want to open the microphone to you now.
I'm going to interject here. We did go on to have an enjoyable time of sharing postcard moments together in our service. What are your postcard moments? Most likely they won't be as dramatic as Judy's house burning story. More likely they will be like the ones I mentioned, memories of being a kid and having pizza night with your mom and dad, a memory of the first time you saw your spouse. We all deal with suffering and pain in life, but I believe that we have also all experienced wonderful moments in our lives like these. Happy moments, blessed moments, moments that are the stuff of life. And we would never have experienced these things if our Creator had not made us. On this Thanksgiving weekend, set aside the difficult things of life and take time to thank God for the many blessings He has given you in your lifetime. And there is more in store for those who give their lives to Jesus. If He can bless as abundantly as this in such a broken world, imagine what He can do in heaven, where there is no brokenness. I'm excited to find out. Before we close, let me read from a couple of Psalms that we looked at last Sunday. First, Psalm 111. I will praise the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. He provided salvation for His people. He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. And then from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. Let's close our radio program today with the prayer that ended our service last Sunday.
Lord Father, this is life. You've given us such a gift. These are the moments of our lives that You've given to us, whether they were in our distant past or happening now, they're still blessings that You've given to us, and we want to say thank You. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Lord, You've asked us to have an attitude of thanksgiving because it's good for us to notice these things and to remember them. We need to capture these moments, savor them, be grateful for them. You are an amazing Creator and a loving God. Almighty God, Most High God, today we say thank You to You. Lord, hear our grateful hearts. Amen.